Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show, as the man just said, and I am your humble host, Brilliant Ideas, with my sidekick from Florida calling in this morning, good old Hank Bob / Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. Welcome back to the show.
What up, brother?
What up? Oh, I don't know. Our numbers are up. That's good, right?
That's always a plus, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's a plus. So what are you up to over there in Florida? I see that we'll start off the show real quick here and get this out of the way. I see that you participated in our little contest that we announced last week. Thank you, by the way, for participating, because not many people did, but I loved the way your little meal looked, and thank you for participating. But guess what? I'm sorry. You're not the one who's going to win the apron.
Oh, man. I somehow, some way, I knew that no matter how much effort I put in, I was going to lose. But yeah. The other side of it is, I can honestly say that the other contestant who did submit a shot of the food, it was awesome, man. I mean, I was blown away.
It was awesome. It would have looked cool to see you model in that apron, but we're going to have to give the gift to the prize to somebody else. And by the way, for those who don't know what we're talking about, we're running a weekly contest now. It's called What's in the Cupboard. And what we do is we give you 6 ingredients each week to go make a dish and present it on our Facebook page. And it's real simple. Whoever has the one that our judges decide looks the best, has potential to be a good recipe, and post a nice picture, presentation, wins the prize. And this week, our prize for the winner is a set of, it's an apron, and if you've been watching our Facebook page and all the promotions that I've been posting over and over and over again, it's a apron and 2 pot holders by Cupcake Provocateurs. As a matter of fact, they're going to be joining us later in the show, but drum roll, please. Our winner is the one, the only, David Francis. David did an excellent job, and if you didn't see it, go to our Facebook page. He did a wonderful meal and used all the ingredients, and it looked great. And thank you, David, and his family. He actually did that on his birthday, Aaron. So, you know, we have to give the gift.
Really?
I'm not sure he wants an apron for his birthday, but I'm sure his wife will like it.
Well, from us, an apron is actually probably a good thing. I can think of all the many gifts that someone would not want to receive from us. And I think an apron is actually a good one. But yeah, he did an awesome job, man. Congratulations to him. And I fully expect pictures of him modeling the apron.
Yes, we expect that. Next week we want to see photos. So anyway, thank you, David, for participating. You win the apron. You can send me the information. We'll send that on the way to you. And we'll be doing this, like I said, every week. We'll be posting on Sunday the next contest with the 6 ingredients. And we hope everyone participates, plays along, and we would appreciate your support. And I'm not going to get on my soapbox, but everybody, please give us give us a shot on the contest. And we're going to do is trying to give away some nice gifts along the way. So everybody plays, it'll be a lot of fun. And on that note, speaking of playing around, we've got our guest joining us. Oh, first I got. Oh, I forgot. I forgot to bring in the food news girl. Hold on a second. Laurie, you there? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Thanks.
Good morning, Laurie. I have no idea how someone could forget to bring you on. That's just rude.
Thank you.
Hi, Laurie. Sorry about that. I was
not
paying attention, and I forgot to push the button. So welcome to the show.
You're all passing from that apron.
We're bringing on our first guest. Everybody knows her. The one, the only, the Rad Chef, Retro Rad herself, Emily Ellen. And I'm pushing her button, and oh, we'll see. Oh, hold on a second. Yeah, there she is. Hey,
hey.
Good morning, Emily.
Hi, Brilliant Gang. How are you?
Great.
We love you, Emily. You know that.
Oh, I love you, Lori.
Aaron, are you going to say hi,
Aaron?
I was just waiting for everyone to get their I love yous out for me to say, hello, my love. How are you?
Oh.
I missed you terribly.
My Aaron. And isn't that so nice that he came to the party to watch the Cupcake Wars with me?
Yes. Well, that was really
good. And I got to meet some really rad people. It was a lot of fun. Did Brilliant tell you that I said some things that I'm afraid that I might get in trouble for. But your man might be one of the coolest people I've ever met.
Aww.
And the only reason I say that is he is Dana Carvey's doppelganger. And the fact that the Retro Rad Diva is dating Dana Carvey is like one of the coolest things ever.
But hey, Emily, I got to tell you, he didn't say it that way on the radio. Last week, if you go back and listen to the show, he called your date the church lady. So he said Emily Ellen was dating the church lady.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. I'm going to have to go back and replay it for him. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, he made it a point to let me know that he was much more punk rock than Dana Carvey, so that makes him a lot cooler.
He is.
So.
Sure.
So I dig it. I mean, he was very cool about it. But yeah, it was a great time. I appreciate you inviting us out.
Oh yeah. Well, any time that I have, you know, Retro Rad Adventures, of course the whole entire Brilliant Gang is involved, and so much so that I hear the bacon beckoning, Frank.
Yes.
I can't wait
Till
we get our tour bus and
yes.
The whole show goes on the road. So fingers crossed on that.
Well, we're working on it. And for those who may not know about that, last week we talked about that. And it's kind of a fluke. And we don't have all the details yet. And these things take time to gel and sizzle, like, as a bacon tour should. But yeah, there's a possibility we might be doing a tour, a bacon tour across country. So everybody keep your fingers crossed with the one and only Emily Ellen and Aaron and me and I guess Laurie and the bacon guy and some country music singers and all kinds of stuff. Kind of cool.
Yeah, which is probably a good segue into saying happy National Burger Month to all of you.
Yeah, thank you.
And telling you that telling the whole group about how I just went on the Retro Rad Tour de Beef in Georgia.
Yeah, it looks like you were busy. How many? My first question I have: how many burgers did you eat on that tour?
Well, just for all the listeners, so you know, you can follow along. You can get a click through my page or the Georgia Cattlemen or Georgia Beef Board Facebook site. To the Retro Rad Georgia Beef Tour page, an event page, and you can follow along and actually read and vicariously eat your way through Georgia like we did. But unofficially, I'm almost embarrassed to say how much I ate in 3 days, but I'm still up and moving, and the burgers were so amazing that I couldn't help myself. I ate probably 13 burgers, and that's counting the night before I left. I actually ate a couple burgers to train for the event. I got to Georgia, ate, And we actually officially documented 6 of the best burgers in Georgia. And the kind of the premise behind the tour is that all the fans who have eaten their way through Georgia as well, and they live in Georgia, they enjoy the restaurants, have voted these restaurants as the best burger joints. And it was the Rookery in Macon, the Green Truck Pub in Savannah, the Sports Center in Augusta, and the Stuffed Burger in Athens. And they were amazing. I thought, oh, for sure we're going to hit up these places and one is going to kind of like emerge as the best burger.
Right.
But let me tell you, they were all the best burgers, and they were all the best burgers for different reasons. That first one we went to in Macon at the Rookery, I had the Walden Greenback. It had a fried green tomato. It was like a juicy, homegrown, grass-finished burger that had the chef cheese on it and sun-dried tomato tapenade or what have you, this, like, oh, deliciousness. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. How can the next place top it? And
wait a minute. You know that I stood by my mailbox for a couple of days just waiting for you to maybe send me a little leftover doggy bag of burgers, and I waited and I waited. And every time the postman would come, I'd say, hey, do you have a package for me from Emily Ellen? And he goes, no.
Brilliant. Anyone who eats 13 burgers is cleaning her plate, okay? I'm sorry to say there was no leftovers. These burgers were so good. And, like, we went to the Green Truck Pub, and their attention to detail, their farm-to-table concept, their amazing combinations were out of this world. And then when we went to Augusta and at the Sports Center, Miss Sandy, bless her heart, is making these burgers with love. She sets you up at the counter. It's like going to mama's house. You're like watching her cook the burgers in front of you. She's talking to you the whole time. She's filling up your sweet tea. She's like the sweetest thing on earth. And you just fall in love with these burgers. It's the best burgers because of the experience. And then last but not least, the Stuffed Burger in Athens. Frank, a Stuffed Burger. Do you know what that means?
Well, by the way, this is the burger that blew my mind. The macaroni and cheese stuff thing, I almost lost my mind.
Are you freaking kidding me? Oh, yeah. That was the special. I was like, are you kidding me? And I'm thinking, oh, these things are going to be like a big old meatball stuffed with something. You know, like, what the hell am I doing? I'm going to eat a big meatball? I don't think so. No, they have it down to a science. They make these, like, fresh patties. They make 2 fresh patties, actually. They then stuff it. They make it to order. Stuff whatever you want. You can do, you know, I made one. They actually let me get back there and cook up trouble. But I made a bacon cheeseburger. And I stuffed it with this cooked bacon and cheese. And then you take the first patty, you stuff it, and then you put the other patty on top and then form it so that it's like, perfect. It's not like a ball. It's like a nice, even patty. And then you cook it for 6.5 minutes. They've repurposed this, like, wood oven or this, like, conveyor belt kind of wood oven kind of whatever type conveyor belt charcoal machine. I don't know what it is, but it's magic. You put the burger in one side, and then it comes out, like, cooked in 6.5 minutes, and it's, like, so even, so delicious, so juicy. Oh, my gosh.
Well, what's the matter with the macaroni and cheese that Aaron said? There was macaroni and cheese stuffed in these burgers?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I don't just stop at macaroni and cheese. They had homemade pimento cheese that I topped it with. And, like, a whole slice of cheese that they melted on it. And this thing was, like, slap your mama good. It was so amazing. It didn't dry out the macaroni and cheese. It perfectly cooked it. The beef was juicy. I mean, the whole thing was magical.
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 I know we're all sitting here drooling just listening, so I can't even imagine eating all those 13 burgers. Did you go on Weight Watchers when you got home?
Oh, my goodness. And you know what? Funny enough, No, I ate a burger the next day. I was. It was like, oh, and I have to tell you, you know what's funny? I never noticed, but it was like subliminal messaging the whole time, you know, like law of attraction. You start thinking about one thing and that's all you see. I have never noticed on the drive from Georgia to Florida how many billboards have pictures of hamburgers and beef on them. I saw so many, like, billboards on the way home. I'm like, oh, my gosh. What is the world trying to tell me? Do I eat more beef? Do I eat more beef? And I went home and I ate more beef.
Every one of them are that way. Hey, Diamonds Are Every Girl's Best Friend, Hardy's Next Exit. I mean, they all have a picture of
Aaron.
It's got a burger.
Oh, that reminds me. The Georgia Beef Board and Cattlemen's Association gave me a license plate. I've got to take a picture for you guys. It says beef. Real food for real women.
Hey, there you go.
I love that. Awesome.
I love
that
it too.
So cool.
I'm driving around in my beef mobile now. So just so you know, if you want to follow along on this tour, I mean, it is National Burger Month this month, and then June is National, or rather, it's Georgia Beef Month. So in honor of Georgia Beef Month, the Beef Board and Cattlemen Association, they're printing up in this beautiful magazine, Cattlemen's Association magazine, the whole tour with pictures of the burger, with, like, breakdowns of the burger. It is going to be a riot, and they're going to post it up online. They're going to do clips of they're probably going to do clips of video and definitely the blog from the adventure. So I would check it out.
Well, it sounds like it was lots of fun. As usual, Emily Ellen is always up to interesting food adventures. And I see on your webpage that you've got a big party you're going to, since it's, I guess today is Cuatro de Mayo, so tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. So what do you got going on tomorrow? You got some kind of event or festival you're going to?
Oh, yes. So Cinco de Mayo is going to be action-packed this year. I am going to start the day off at Fox 35 teaching everyone how to make this Lipman tomato salsa that is so divine. It's retro rad. And then, of course, you know, I got to get a little saucy in the kitchen. So instead of making margaritas this year, Cinco de Mayo falls on a Sunday, so I thought, let's do some brunch ideas. And I'm making homemade Bloody Marias.
Ooh.
So you'll have recipes for, like, a good Bloody Maria or Bloody Mary mix. So keep posted. And then I'm going to go out to Le Creuset in Orlando, and we're going to have a big, big fiesta. And I'm looking in my kitchen right now. I have, like, 20 boxes of Lipman tomatoes. Now, I don't know if you know anything about Lipman tomatoes, because you guys might be able to get them over there as well. It's a coalition of local growers who get together, and they grow these really kind of, there are retro rad varietals. They're vintage ripe and cherry berry tomatoes. And they all get together, and they because they come together, can sell big box stores like Walmart. And it's just like a cool concept that these farmers are making it by you know, joining forces. So I want to support these growers. And so I'm featuring their tomatoes in all my recipes. So you can totally check those out.
Oh,
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, it is. And I'm also cooking up trouble for Mother's Day. If you go on emilyellen.com, you'll see I'm baking with beer. And I was experimenting with some recipes. Brilliant. You're going to love this brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I did a chocolate beer cake in my green egg, my big green egg yesterday.
Oh, in the green egg. How'd it turn out?
Awesome. So awesome. I couldn't have asked for better.
Cool.
It was like magical. I have this double layer cake that I'm going to now have to eat after eating 13 burgers or whatever. Now, it is chocolate. And because of the beer, you can taste hints of the beer. It's like nutty almost. I made it with a hazelnut porter from Shipyard. And so it's like got this nutty, chocolatey, creamy flavor, and it's not too sweet because of the beer. You know, some cakes are just get too sweet. This one's perfect. And because of the egg, it bakes like in the oven. So I cooked it at 375 for 25 minutes and came out awesome.
Wow. Really awesome. Have you posted that on your page yet?
I haven't posted it yet because I didn't know if I was going to have to perfect the recipe anymore. But I have posted up that I'm doing a Mother's Day class at Shipyard Brew Pub. I'm using all the Shipyard beers to bake with. So I'll be posting up the recipe as soon as Mother's Day rolls around. And we'll have good pictures of beer cake and beer pie crust and beer caramel and all kinds of beer baked goods and specialty items. So.
Well, you are a busy lady, and now that you've plugged the green egg, the tomatoes, the beer pub, the Georgia beef, bacon, anything else you want to plug before we let you go?
I know, right? Oh, my gosh. Is this because I'm cooking a fun? What do you expect? Join the tour, the Rad Tour. Go to EmilyEllen.com, and you can follow along. And Lord help us, I'll be on the bacon tour soon. So come on, Brilliant, come on.
All right, we'll get it going. Well, thank you, Emily, for stopping by this morning. And, just remember us poor folks. When we'll take a doggy bag. All you got to do is you send it by express mail. I'll just send it to me, P.O. Box Brilliant, and I'll be waiting for it.
Wait.
I love it.
I'm much closer than he is. So.
Oh, yes, Eric.
Okay.
Well, I need to work on my packaging ideas because, let me tell you, I just got a book from Sabra, Care of Brilliant Ideas, and I loved that it was packaged like a steak. It was so cool.
I did that just for you. I was wondering if you were going to notice that.
I loved it. Oh, yeah. And now I'm thinking, what else can I package, like steaks and burgers, you know?
Well, so, let me know. I got contacts in the packaging world, so just let me know. And keep us posted, Miss Emily, and we appreciate your support. And everybody go to EmilyEllen.com and find out all the things she's up to, and she's making a movie, too. She didn't talk about that. But anyway, everybody, follow her. And Emily, have a nice Cinco de Mayo.
Absolutely.
Bye, Emily.
Also, bye, Lori. Bye, Frank. Bye, Aaron. I love you.
Bye, Emily.
Love you too.
Rad regards. Bye.
There you go, guys. Go to her website. And, man, she makes me tired just listening to all the things she's up to. But she does eat well. I'll give her that.
She really is adorable.
Well, Lori. We're moving along right now. We're going to go right straight to food news. You got any food news for us this morning you want to share?
Well, I do, actually. When she mentioned that it's National Burger Month, I was going to read about that. But before I do, do you like oysters?
Do I like oysters? Is the Pope Catholic?
What kind of question is that?
But my sister-in-law can't eat shellfish, so... You know, some people can't eat it. Some people aren't crazy about them, but I know. I love them.
I mean, Aaron, talking about going from a segue to, like, from burgers to, hey, do you like oysters?
Yeah, that was a great transition there, Lori. Hey, I was thinking about making a seafood burger. Do you guys like oysters?
Oh, fried oysters. You get them.
So anyway, what about oysters?
Well, this article I had found, someplace found this article, now that I think about it. When you're eating oysters, it's the shellfish that comes first, but the wine matters too. And so this John Rowley and Taylor Shellfish Farms, they held this annual Pacific Coast Oyster Wine Competition, and they found that, actually it was done by judges from Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle. And they say here, you may notice that the winning wines are not the kind that usually dominate the wine tastings. They are not flashy or oaky, which I like. Instead, they tend to be crisp, fresh, and, with few exceptions, relatively inexpensive. We need the wines are for this.
It says they didn't want the list of wines to bore. Actually, I didn't want the list of wines to bore everyone because they listed them all.
Right.
So I'll just say that the Sauvignon Blancs pretty much are the ones that pair well with oysters.
Well, vodka goes good with oysters, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Oyster shots. You ever done those, Aaron?
I have. I've done oysters, vodka, and hot sauce. And
hot dogs. There you go.
Oh, you got to have that. Yep. And horseradish.
All right, Laurie. So the world is your oyster. Give us another story.
Okay, like she said, May is National Burger Month, and the article says they plan on celebrating accordingly. There's a restaurant. It's called 25 Degrees. It's at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel in Los Angeles, California.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, it's the number one burger. And this is some of the ingredients. They say it has applewood smoked bacon. There's our bacon.
Yeah.
Crescenza cheese. I had to look that up. It's kind of like a brie.
I had a Crescenza in my office once. Get my papers in it. Oh, that's a Crescenza. I'm sorry.
And then it calls for some tablespoons of 1,000 island dressing, which
mm-hmm.
I thought was different. And then wild arugula.
Okay.
Do you put arugula on burgers? I don't usually do that.
Do I look like an arugula type person? I have lettuce, tomatoes.
Yeah,
hey, Aaron, you got any arugula in your refrigerator right now?
I don't think I've had arugula in my house once in my entire life. I've had arugula in my house. There is no
It's a staple in mine, so I love arugula.
Oh, of course
I
do.
I do all the time. Of course. And then the dressing that goes on this number one burger, some of the ingredients are pickles, shallots, mayonnaise, red wine vinegar, and some lemon juice. So that's one of the
And this is at 25 Degrees in Hollywood, is that what you called it?
It's called the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel. It's
okay.
In Los Angeles, California, it was voted the number one burger.
But the question is real beef? Because with all of those toppings, it sounds to me like it would be a bean sprout burger or a tofu burger.
Emily Ellen sounded much more.
We'd like to have a bean sprout burger with a little bit of arugula and red wine vinaigrette glaze.
Yeah, it's in Los Angeles, so that kind of makes sense, Aaron. I'm with you because, you know, Laurie, you sure it's ground beef?
I mean, had it not been a Hollywood burger, I could have probably leaned towards being a real burger, but I just don't see that being. I see it being like a health nut.
It was voted the number one burger. I don't know. To be honest, I mean, I think that stuffed burger that Emily was talking about blows that away.
Yeah, I think so. My kind of burger, ground beef and shoving some macaroni and cheese. Now that's our type of burger.
Yeah, some macaroni and cheese and jalapeno mac and cheese in the middle of a burger and top it with more cheese and bacon and be ridiculous.
And then more cheese on top of that?
Yes.
Hey,
why not?
Before I forget, I gotta go to this story because already our guests are starting to back up here and I'm running out of time. But you guys know it's the Kentucky Derby today, right?
Yes.
No.
Yes, well, today.
No.
Laura, you're spending too much time eating arugula. You need to pay attention. The Kentucky Derby is today, and last year on the show, I actually picked the winner. The winner was I'll Have Another. And by the way, that wasn't based on my handicapping skills. That was based on just the name I'll Have Another. But I'll Have Another won last year. We picked it on the show. We have a tape to prove it. So I figured I would go ahead and see if I can pick the winner again today and see how good a handicapper I am since I used to be in the horse business. But for those that are listening, if you want to play the Kentucky Derby, now if you win, you need to share the winnings with me. If you lose, I don't know you. I don't have a clue who you are. But the number one horse, I believe, today who will win is number 14, Verrazano. It's 4-1 morning odds. And I got a long shot play for you, too. Long shot is number 11, Lines of Battle. It's 30-1. And I was going to tell everybody, my pick, my four top picks are the 14 horse, the 11 horse, the 20 horse, and the 8 horse. And if you play those and box them, I think you might win some money. So I just wanted to throw that in. So if we can brag next week, if the horse wins today, we can brag. If the horse doesn't win, we just won't bring it up ever again.
11-14, that's my birthday, so maybe I should play it.
Oh, there you go. Play 11-14, Laurie.
You know me,
it's
I'm a daddy girl.
Do you have a short story you can tell us before we let you go?
No.
All
I have
right.
all the stuff here. What
yeah, I tell you what. Tell the Girl Scout cookie story real quick.
Oh, I can find it. That's kind of long, but you know what? Okay, I'll do it. I'll just read real quick. I'm a Jersey girl. I can talk quick.
Girl Scout cookies is a big business for a little cookie. On a recent Sunday, Thursday afternoon in Midtown Manhattan, a local troop from the Girl Scouts of Greater New York was busy setting up shop to sell their famed cookies to passerbyers just as their selling season was winding down. This is a cool story, actually. It wasn't just any street corner, though. The outpost at Park Avenue and 51st Street was nestled between the headquarters of some of the biggest Wall Street banks. The main offices for J.P. Morgan and Chase, to name a few, were all within a three-block radius. It turns out bankers have a real sweet tooth. In just an hour, the scouts sold all of the 240 boxes that the troop leader, Joanne Williams Pilati, had brought for the afternoon. "I wasn't sure, quote, how long their energy would last, but I should have brought more," she said, surveying the empty table in front of St. Bartholomew's Church. The Girl Scouts are going high-tech, and with sales force of $3.2 million, it won't be long before they hit $1 billion in sales.
That's amazing.
Isn't it? And don't let America's youngest sales force fool you. This year, cookie sales are on the pace to exceed last year's record, $790 million, which beat the 2011's $760 million. And then, just real quick, by comparison, the U.S.'s most popular cookie is Oreo, which I didn't
right.
know, which posts annual sales of more than $1 billion. And the Girl Scout cookies are second, followed by the no other Chips Ahoy.
It's amazing to me that the Girl Scout cookies are second behind Oreos and actually beat out Chips Ahoy.
I know.
Do you like Girl Scout cookies, Aaron?
No, well, that's what I was going to say. It's surprising to me because I would eat a frozen Samoa over any cookie ever, any day of the week, ever. Like, there's nothing better to me. So, no, Girl Scout cookies should be dominating even over Oreos. But, you know, whatever. Oreo has the marketing out there.
Yeah, but Girl Scouts have, how many did you say? 3.2 million salespeople out there. So that's how they stay in second place. And the Thin Mints, I agree with you. Throw the Thin Mints cookies into the freezer.
Those are my
two.
Mints and the Samoas. If you've never frozen a Samoa with the coconut and the caramel and the chocolate, and you freeze the Samoa, there's nothing better.
I agree. All right, Laurie, are you done?
Well, you tell me.
Yeah,
you're driving the bus here.
You're done, and that's a great segue. Actually, that was a setup. You're supposed to say, yes, brilliant, I'm done. Our singing guest today is coming on later in the show. Her name is Kelly Lang. And as a segue, as we say goodbye to Laurie, our food news girl, I'm going to play Kelly Lang's song. The song is called I'm Done. So everybody hang tight. We'll be back with our next guest from Cupcake Provocateur. Everyone hang on. This is Kelly Lang. I'm Done.
Crying, I've wiped away my tears. I'm done trying and wishing you were here, reliving every single fight. I'm done with all those sleepless nights. I'm done hurting. I'm tired of all this pain. It's it's not working. 'Cause I know you'll never change. Done praying that you come around. 'Cause I know you'll always let me down. Waiting on the phone to ring, wondering if you think of me. All of this is making me crazy. Driving past your house to see if she's there instead of me. Time for me to give this up, baby. I'm done, I'm done. For all the reasons why I'm done looking for the truth within your lies. You've broken me, but you haven't won. And oh, baby, I'm done. Waiting on the phone to ring, wondering if you think of me. All of this is making me crazy.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you very much for donating that cool gift, the retro pink apron. And, you know, I thought about modeling it to see if we get more people to get involved in the contest we were having, but maybe I should have, because we didn't have a whole lot of participants, but I think everybody was afraid to show off their cooking skills.
You might get a whole new fan base.
But thank you very much for that. And everybody, before we get going here with the interview, check out cupcakesprovocateur.com. And I got to ask you, the very first thing I got to ask you, Cynthia, is how did you come up with the name Cupcake Provocateur?
I knew you were going to ask me that question. It's basically my love of domestic prowess and kind of having that little attitude, and Fashionably Sweet is all about our brand. And basically, Cupcake Provocateur came out of just style and attitude. That provocative woman doesn't necessarily mean overtly sexy, just kind
right.
of push the limits a little and be stylish, and no matter what they're wearing, from their clothing to their apron in the kitchen.
Well, you know that I have all these fantasies and crazy ideas that pop in my head when I go to your website and start looking at the retro aprons that that you have. And it's just a typical man sees it probably completely different than the women do, but they all
oh, I'm sure. Well, my husband is very proud of my business and is always happy to help me out. The pinup era is what is my inspiration. And basically how I created Cupcake Provocateur was my love of baking, and it was just a hobby, actually, in the beginning. I studied opera, of all things.
Really?
And, and baking was my hobby, and everyone just kept ordering, from classmates when I was in college to the teachers to employees at my job before I started Cupcake Provocateur. And my husband said, why don't you just start a website and see what happens? So that's what I did, and I wanted something cute to wear when I delivered the cupcakes and custom cakes, and people started ordering the aprons, and that's kind of how it just began.
Okay, that was going to ask you, because, you know, I guess you started off with cupcakes, and then from there the apron side of it sort of was kind of like another product extension. That you were you expecting that in the beginning?
Absolutely not. If you would have asked me 5-6 years ago, will you be baking and making aprons for a living? I would have thought you were crazy. But, it kind of like what came first, the chicken or the egg. So the cupcake came first.
Now, do you make all these aprons?
I design them all. I do make them with my wonderful team of seamstresses. They're all made here in our studio, and everything is 100% made in the USA, which we're very proud of.
Really cool. I mean, if anybody hasn't checked out your website, they need to go check it out, because you've got some really interesting styles. And like you said, it's the retro look, which is actually kind of in. As a matter of fact, Emily Ellen, who was on before, I think you guys need to put your heads together. I think you may already be. And I can just see Emily Ellen. She needs to get some retro rad style of aprons, because she is the cooking retro rad chef queen. So I think you guys are a match made in heaven.
I think so too. She's so adorable. We were kind of chatting via email, and I love her website. I'm wondering how I haven't heard of her sooner. So I definitely think we're going to be collaborating soon.
Oh, you're going to hear a lot from Emily Owen, I'm sure. So Aaron, have you put in your order for the aprons you want to wear while you're out there barbecuing at those contests?
I was actually looking at the Light My Fire apron right now as we speak. I think I'm going to have to put in the order. I don't know if I want to Light My Fire or if I'm going to go through the Betty apron. I think I might look good in either one. But
that's the ruffled apron. That's a very attractive apron. I don't know about for the guys, but hey, if you want that fan base.
You should start that, Aaron, because I think you'd be the hit at all those barbecue competitions. Why don't you start doing that? You two work together, and you could wear those while you're barbecue, and I think you could start a trend.
You
could.
I don't know if that's the right kind of trend. I don't know if I'm at a barbecue competition if that's the trend I want. But hey, just so you know, we're talking
about. The only rule.
The only rule is you can't wear ruffles. I mean, that's kind of the only rule in competition barbecue is you can't wear ruffles. But
my rule is you have to wear heels with it.
Oh, there you go.
Well, okay, so if I wear heels, I think I can wear the ruffles. I have to wear the heels with, so that kind of makes it a little better. But
we're
talking about Emily, and she's all excited because you guys have so much more in common now because she also studied opera.
Wow.
So, yeah, you guys have a lot more in common. So it's one of those things where it's going to be a retro rad opera fest.
Oh, my gosh, we could start something.
Yeah, it's going to be all ladies and apron. It's going to be very provocative and retro rad. It's going to be just a great show. I think that's something that needs to go on stage.
I think we've developed another brilliant idea right here on the show this morning. And, Aaron, I just thought of something, too. You know, you guys haven't had a whole lot of luck winning these contests, but if you did show up at one of her aprons with the heels, and turn into the judges, I think you get a few extra points and maybe win one of those contests.
Well, first of all, I think I would probably break both legs before I got to the turn-in. I don't know if I'm a little top-heavy, so I don't know if me in heels is ever a good idea.
Oh, well. Matter of fact, I don't want to. I actually, the vision's in my head, and I changed my mind. Never mind. Don't do that. So Cynthia, what kind of cupcakes do you sell? Do you air express them all around the world, or how does that work?
Well, we're working on shipping them around the world. We have quite the fan base here on Long Island in New York, but we do ship our cupcakes in a jar nationally. So
cupcakes
basically, it's a half pint mason jar filled with your cake choice and frosting choice, and it's wrapped up in a little pretty bow and a personalized label.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of.
That's interesting. I've heard of pickles in a jar, but I never cupcakes in a jar.
Well, we could do pickles in a jar too, whatever you want. But it's a cute way to give a gift. A lot of people send it to their sons and daughters in college.
Very, very interesting. Like a little gift
pack, a sampler pack. Mm-hmm.
And then you got Mother's Day coming up, so you know you guys are going to be busy because every mother out there needs a provocative apron and also some cupcakes.
Exactly. Yeah, orders are picking up for Mother's Day. It's always a crazy time around here. It's a perfect gift, although, you know, if you would have asked me 5 years ago, oh, an apron for Mother's Day? Like, are you kidding me? But they're fashionable and stylish, where you're like, okay, well, even if I don't cook, at least I'll look good pretending I do.
Well, we really appreciate you joining us this morning to talk about your aprons and your cupcakes. Before I let you go, I do have to ask a question. Now, do you have, we were talking about earlier about barbecue apron, do you have an apron that for men, so we have a place like to put our beer and our spatula and all the, you know, our cigars and that kind of thing? Do you have an apron for that?
Well, you know what? You're making me brainstorm right now. I could definitely design something like that. We definitely have... aprons for men, and we're expanding that for little boys too. We have the Grill Master, which is a daddy and me set, and if you go on our website, you'll see it on our main page, and that's kind of a good start. I think that's a cute gift for a father and son.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one. And if you need to design one, so we have, you know, beer on either side. So I kind of picture myself like an apron that kind of looks like a Western type apron, where I've got a beer on either side, like six shooters. And then a place for my spatula. So, you know, think about that.
It needs hooks on it so that I can hang the spatula on.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Well, you know what? How about I custom design something just for you?
Hey, now we're talking.
Awesome.
Hey,
yeah,
there you go.
You could be my stylist.
it'll be the brilliant idea apron. That's the way
you
do it.
Exactly.
Right,
we're full of brilliant ideas today. I love it.
Hey, I like that. Well, Cynthia, thank you very much, and thank you again for the set that we gave away on our contest. And you're welcome to come back on, especially if you're going to have a Green Ideas apron. We got to have you back on, and I'll even model that one for you.
Absolutely.
All right,
thank you so much for having me.
Everybody, check out our website, which is www.cupcakeprovocateur.com. There's a link here on our show. All you do is go there and check out all of her cool gifts and order some for Mother's Day. And thanks again, Cynthia.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
You too, Cynthia.
Right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. We're going to take another break here. And Aaron, Yeah. I'm going to play another Kelly Wang song, since Kelly Wang will be joining us here in about, 10 minutes. And had you ever heard that song before, by the way, the one I'm Done?
No, I haven't heard it. I have not heard I'm Done. I don't know why. Well, I haven't heard that.
I'm going to talk about this when she comes on, but I remember hearing that song, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, and I remember I was going through a situation and yelling at somebody and said, I'm done, and then I heard that song, so I can't believe that she's actually coming on our show to talk about it, if you know what I mean. And anyway,
I do.
And I'm going to play another one of her songs here as we take a break, and then we'll be bringing on Kelly Wang, and I think, let's see, we should probably go with an old classic, by the way, and Kelly's got a new CD coming out. She's playing a lot of classic songs, but I think we should go with the old song, Bluer Than Blue. We'll be back here in just a few minutes after the song, and we'll be talking with Kelly Wang.
After you go, I can catch up on my reading. And after you go, I'll have a whole lot more time for sleeping. And when you're gone, looks like things will get a lot easier. Life will be a breeze, you know. I really should be glad, but I'm blue. You're the only light this empty room has ever had. Life without you is gonna be bluer than blue. After you go, I'll have a whole lot more room in my closet. After you go, I'll stay out all night long if I feel like it. And when you're gone, I can run through the house screaming, and no one will ever hear me. I really should be glad, but I'm bluer than blue, sadder than sad. You're the only light this empty room has ever had. Life without you is gonna be bluer than blue. I don't have to miss no TV shows. I can start my whole life over, change the numbers on my telephone. But tonight will sure be colder, and I'm blue.
Original Premium Barbecue Supply, located at 115 10 Mile Road in Fitzgerald, is where you'll find all of your barbecue supplies in one place. They have competition-grade barbecue sauces, high-quality specialty rub. Baxter's is the home of Komodo Joe ceramic grills, which are better than the Big Green Egg. Shop online at www.baxtersoriginal.com or visit Baxter's Original Premium Barbecue Supply at 115 10 Mile Road or call 229-425-6583.
And we are back, and we play Bluer Than Blue by Kelly Wang, and Kelly Wang will be joining us in just a few minutes. And plus, I threw in a little Baxter's Original ad in there for one of our sponsors. By the way, how is he doing? How is the wood business, Aaron?
Man, it's actually out of control right now. We're having a record year. you know, he's gone together with making changes and just kind of changing how focus on a few things with new website being set up, new marketing, new partnerships with a program called Open Sky. Open Sky is a great tool for small businesses trying to get their information out. And Open Sky just launched a new program called Small Business Breakthrough. We nominate a small business, and they're going through, and it's for a $5,000 grand prize and some other sales tools to try to help market your business. But Open Sky actually nominated him out of – there are five businesses that are Open Sky companies, and they personally nominated him as one of their favorites. Things are going well. He's really taken off. Looks like things are just kind of growing and really getting ahead of himself a little bit, because it's overwhelming at times, but he's doing great.
Well, explain to everybody, what does Baxter's Original do? What he sells wood for smokers and grilling, and what type of different woods does he have?
It's premium smoker wood for your grill, for smoking meat. It's all kinds of meat. You go from cherry to apple to peach to pecan, whatever, however you want to say it. It's pecan, but, you know, some people, not everyone is from the South that's listening, so you might have
pecan. Well, you know, people who eat arugula probably say pecans.
Pecan, yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's really just kind of, it's all of those woods. You know, you've got your great hardwoods, your hickory, mesquite woods, just really good hardwoods, and then you've got the peach, which actually the peach is probably one of my favorites because it does. It's a great wood, but. But it's naturally dried wood instead of kiln dried, so it maintains all the natural sugars in the wood. So you get the most flavor from your smoke. For everyone who doesn't smoke meat, the wood is not typically used for generating heat. It's not your source of heat for cooking. It's just the source for and part of its flavor into the meat.
Right.
Adding just a little bit of that, being able to slow and low cook and add a little bit of additional flavor. So having those natural sugars left in the wood makes a big difference in the end flavor that you get. So, you know, each piece of wood is touched by a person, and one of us actually puts our hands on every piece, you know, trimming them up, taking and getting all the impurities off and making sure that it's the cleanest piece of wood that you get. And a couple of that, he's made the jump and opened up a barbecue supply store, which you heard in the ad.
Right.
And now it's just all kind of, you know, cookers and grills and partnering with Stump. At one point he was partnered with a fasting smoker, so getting new smokers, all kinds of rubs and sauces. You know, our friend Tom from Big Ducks Barbecue, you can get your sauce at his store.
Okay.
Crazy Bitch Barbecue Sauce, all her sauces are there. So, you know, we've got several people who have their sauces in and out of his store, so he's doing well.
He also sponsors the barbecue competition group that you guys are involved in, and he has something to do with that. And the website is BaxtersOriginals.com?
BaxtersOriginal.com.
All right, cool. Well, tell him to keep up the good work, and thank you for joining us on the radio show. And I've used his wood. It's great stuff. I'm not much of a smoker, but I have actually used it on my grill, and it adds flavor. If you do it, you know, low and slow and cook it for a while and do it the right way and wet the wood down and all, it gives you that flavor and, yeah, whatever you're cooking.
Yeah, man. Even on a grill, if you're not just smoking and you're using wood chips and you want to throw some burgers on the grill, if you're a charcoal cooker like I am, you know, I'm not a big gas grill kind of guy, but on a charcoal grill, just throwing those wood chips in with the charcoal when I'm throwing some burgers or even steaks on the grill, it totally changes how that burger tastes when it's done, so.
Yep, it works. Well, I'm going to play another one of Kelly Lang's song. Kelly will be joining us here shortly, and I like the title of this song. It's "If You're Gonna Do Me Wrong, Do It Right." And Kelly will be joining us here shortly, so this is her song, and everybody hang tight, and hopefully if all things go as planned, we'll be back here with Kelly Long. We'll be right back here in about 3.5 minutes.
Thank you.
closet full of clothes that I bought you. And here's a key to the new car in the drive. And before you leave our home, put on your best cologne. If you're gonna do do it right. Oh, the next time the phone rings, I won't answer. I don't wanna be a fool. I was. I don't wanna know the truth. I don't wanna see the proof. If you're gonna do me wrong, do it right. If you're gonna break hey, if you're gonna do me wrong, do right. Take off your wedding band when she takes you by the hand. If you're gonna
here. I'm so honored to have Kelly Wang joining us on today's radio show, and I've been a big fan of Kelly Wang for quite a while, and like I said earlier, when we were playing her songs earlier, the song I'm Done, I heard that when it first came out, and I was going through something, and I remember yelling at the person saying, I'm done, and then I left, and I heard the song just a few minutes later on the radio, so that song always meant something to me, and everything is working right like it's supposed to this morning. We should have Kelly Wang joining us. Good morning, Kelly. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to be here today.
We appreciate you coming on our little rinky-dink food show here this morning. And we've been playing your music throughout the show. And I'm just going to tell you, I've been a big fan, like I said earlier, for a long, long time, and I love your music, and especially the music from your new CD, and it's just great, great stuff, and thank you for you know, calling in, and we appreciate you joining us.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here. It's a rainy, nasty day here in Nashville, and, you know, I'm just kind of hanging around the office today, and I thought, well, this is a great time for me to be able to talk food with you because I got to go to the grocery store later. I don't like going to the grocery store, but I've got to go sometime.
Well, it's funny you should say that because we started this little show about a year and a half ago and on a whim, and we said, well, everybody's got to eat. So we figured, well, we'll start this little show because that's what everybody has to do. You got to eat. You got to cook something, whether you're good at it or not. And everybody has to eat. Everybody has to cook. So, all right, let's start talking about cooking right off the bat. So what does Kelly Lang like to cook, and what's your favorite food?
Well, my favorite type of food is Italian.
Okay.
And it's an ongoing joke here amongst our friends that if you're going to Kelly's house, you will have baked spaghetti. And that's about it. That's about all I enjoy cooking because it's like it tastes the same each time. But, you know, I mean, I like to make vegetable soup. I like to make chicken parmesan on occasion. But my go-to is generally Italian or the baked spaghetti kind of thing.
Well, the baked spaghetti, even I can do that. That's one of my favorites too. You just put it in the pan, slide it in the oven, and it does. If you put the same ingredients in every time, which sometimes I have a problem doing because I may be drinking too much of some spirits, but if you follow the directions, it usually does come out tasting about the same every time.
Well, I shared with you guys. I sent it to you via Facebook, private message, the actual recipe that was in Country Weekly. And it was on Lori Ann Crook's cooking show a couple of times, and I just wanted to let everybody know that this is a pretty great recipe. It's
oh, cool.
Something that people come back and have seconds and thirds each time we eat it, and we serve it around our house when we've got guests coming over. So I hope you enjoy that.
Well, we'll have to post that on our Facebook page and let everybody know that it's the Kelly Lang Baked Spaghetti Special.
Oh, yeah. It's famous.
So you're coming out with this new CD called Shades of K, and it's basically older songs that are classics and love songs, and we've actually played a couple of songs here earlier in the show. And what made you decide to go out and make the Shades of K CD?
Well, it's kind of been a long time coming. I just really love classic love songs. And when we're here at our home and we have a guest over, we always have, you know, soft, easy-listening kind of love songs in the background. They relax me. They make me feel safe. They bring me back to a time when, you know, going through different areas of your life or memories when you were in school or whatever. And my mom, I guess she raised me like that because that's the kind of music we had growing up, too. But she asked me if I would please record a few of her favorite songs, just do a piano vocal kind of thing.
Right.
And as a gift to her, that began, you know, I was just going to do 3 or 4 songs. And then it turned into 5 or 6 songs, and then it turned into 9 or 10 songs, and then it was just beautifully done. Buddy Hyatt is an incredible musician here in the Nashville area, and he helped me put the orchestration behind it, and just did a different twist on a lot of these classic songs made by people like Lionel Richie and Bonnie Raitt and Joe Cocker and Gladys Knight and the Pips. I took things from even Vern Gosden and Michael Bublé. I mean, just different areas of music, different time periods of music. Didn't matter if they were country or pop or classic, you know. These songs have made me feel something at some time. And the thing that I was really surprised about is each song, somebody has said, oh, that's my favorite. Oh, that made me cry when I heard it. Oh, wow, that brought me back to certain memory. And you know what? That the key element of it all, I realized after I saw a quote. The quote is, music is what feelings sound like.
That is true. I mean, music will bring out feelings for people from all different ways. And I was listening to, on your Kelly Lang fan page on Facebook, you had posted 3 or 4 songs that are on the new CD. And it brings back memories. When you listen to some of those songs, you can think back as to what you were going through or what may have been happening at the time. So, yeah, the songs kind of touch a chord based on the music and the words that are in each song. And it's a super, super group of music, and I think it's going to be a big success. Now, people can find that CD now. They can go to kellylang.net. Where else can they find it?
It is out on iTunes, and it is being sold at Ernest Tubb Record Stores. You can go online to get it there. But if the only place that you can get an autographed copy of this with your own name on it and all,
and a hard copy of it right now is from our offices at kellylang.net.
Okay. Everybody check that out because it's a great group of music, and you should check it out on her website, kellylang.net. Now, I understand that the sad news this week, and I'm sure that I know you were at the funeral of George Jones, but I understand you were also a close friend of George Jones.
I wouldn't say daily friends, but, yeah, I considered him a friend. My father, Belton Lang, Dad worked with Conway Twitty for 25 years.
Okay.
And throughout the years, I got to meet a lot of different artists and become friends with. And my dad also worked with George Jones. He did a Country Gold dog food company with him, and it was very successful for several years.
Huh.
So I worked, you know, closely with Dad on some of that kind of stuff and got to know Nancy and George more through that. And then later on in years, my husband is a country singer as well, T.G. Shepherd.
Right.
And T.G. recorded an album of duets, and George and T.G. actually recorded one of my songs, and it was really fun. You know, I got to go in the studio, and Nancy was giving George a hard time because he hadn't really learned the song as great as he should have. And so Nancy made me go in the studio and teach George Jones how to sing a song. Now, that is funny. Most intimidated I've ever been, but
was
sweet and very humble and gracious. And you know what? It was a neat thing because I saw a little boy in him. You know, he really was eager to learn it and wanted to get it right and literally needed help. And he felt safe, I guess, with me sharing what was supposed to go, but boy, I didn't feel safe.
And I think the song was called "It's a Man Thing," right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I actually posted that on our Facebook page earlier in the week, and I didn't realize I'd heard that song before and didn't realize that it was written by you. And yeah, George Jones was a great guy, and I think I heard someone say recently that he really didn't know how great he was. And he pretty much was just a humble guy, and all the years, and you know, he didn't let the stardom didn't go to his head.
You know, I find that to be true. With the larger the star is, I've been, you know, really fortunate to have met a lot of really cool people in my life, and you know, Willie Nelson, Barry Gibb, Dolly Parton, Olivia Newton-John. These people seriously have no idea of their status. The bigger they are, the less arrogant and egotistical they are, which is really lovely. You know, you don't realize that they have no clue of what America or the world really thinks of them. They just go on their daily life, and they've got, you know, fears and insecurities just like the rest of us. It's really sweet. George was the same way, and he just meant well. He had demons like everybody, and he never thought of himself as being any more special than anybody, and I loved him. I thought he was a wonderful man.
He was. He was a great. It was a great loss to the country music establishment. And I understand too that you are actually in concert now with our good friend JC Bond. JC was on our show. Oh, I guess it's been about 4 or 5 months ago, and you and JC are out on the town now with a concert. In fact, you've got a concert tonight, right?
Actually, we did the concert Wednesday night.
Is it Wednesday night? Okay.
Yeah, 3rd and Wednesday. And then I'm hosting the Midnight Jamboree, the Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree, on May the 11th.
Okay.
And TG and JC will be my special guests that night.
All right, cool. By the way,
you can listen to that live on WSM, I believe.
WSM. Tell TG I'm a big fan of his, too. I grew up on country music, and even though I am also rock and roll, I like country music and always liked your music and TJ music. And I want to play, speaking of music, I'm going to play another one of your songs, and then we'll come back and chat for a couple more minutes and let you go. And the next song I have up here is, the song is called "The Next One." What's the background on that song? Is there a story?
Well, Lori Morgan and Mark Oliverius, her musical director, and I, we're writing a project for her, and matter of fact, we wrote the whole album called "I Walk Alone," and this song happened to be one of the songs of that collection that we wrote. It was really cool. We just were sitting around and talking about, you know, people that meet in bars and what's the conversation like. And,
right.
And, you know, this song just kind of wrote itself, quite frankly. And Lori has it out on her album, but I decided to do a copy on this album because it seemed to fit musically into the project. And we just finished a video on this song. So, you know, I'll
really?
Be sure and send you a link on that. It should be coming out probably in the next 2 weeks. I believe we'll have it completed.
Oh, great. Yes, definitely send us a link, and we'll share that with our listeners. Everyone, hang tight. It's Kelly Lang, and the song is called The Next One.
Pull up a seat. Strange we shouldn't meet. Tonight you look so alone. And baby, so am I. You could write my story, just whisper I love you, Kelly. Yeah, baby, just maybe you could be the next one. Your eyes are like his, and your smile is like no other. And if we're lucky, we could be the best of lovers. Buy me a drink, give me a light. Hey, I don't smoke, but I'm thinking about lighten up tonight, 'cause you might be, yeah, the next one. Next one to break my heart, you might be the next one to tear me apart. Then I'd be here, same time, same place next year, hon, just waiting for the next one. Hey, Mr. Piano Man, please play a song for me and my new man. Oh, yeah, play some kind of swanky. By Dino Frankie, I'm thinking maybe the sun would look pretty coming up in your eyes. Wanna give it a try, hun, 'cause you might be the next one.
Thank Kelly Lang for joining us this morning. What a beautiful song, and it's great to hear your music. And I want everybody to check out your website, kellylang.net, and also go check out your new CD, which is called Shades of K. And Kelly, I guess we've held you up long enough from going to the store, and I have a feeling that spaghetti noodles and probably tomato sauce is on the list.
Well, go check out the recipe and tell me what you think about it.
Thank
you guys
so
much for having me. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you very much for coming on, and we'll send everybody your way and send us all those links. We'll put them on our Facebook page.
I'd love that. Y'all have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Take
care.
Thank
you, Kelly. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, check out her Shades of K, and we appreciate her coming on this morning and spending a little time with us and telling a little bit about her story. And Aaron, we're just about out of time. I can't believe it. This hour and a half just flies by on this show.
Yeah, when you get a once a week show, and then you've got to try to get everybody in an hour and a half, and you got so many people interested in coming on, and so many guests, it just kind of, that time just flies by.
That's amazing. And I want to mention next few weeks, we've got quite a lineup. Next Saturday, we have our good buddy in the country music business, Brian Mack, will be joining us. We also have Bachelor Kitchen, and he's got a major league group of followers on Facebook. And I believe he's got a restaurant in Richmond, Virginia. I believe that's where it is. Norfolk, Virginia. And then get this, Lizard Lick Towing. You know those guys, Aaron?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, Lizard Lick Towing, which has got their hit TV show. We got Lizard Lick folks coming on next week. They got a whole new line of barbecue sauces and cross-country now, I believe, in all the Walmart stores. We're getting a glimpse at their big barbecue adventure, and also we'll talk about their show. And if you haven't seen the show, you got to check it out. And I think it's on True TV is the network, but it cracks me up. I believe it comes on Monday nights. And then the following week, we have Tinky, I'm going to say her name wrong, Weisblatt, I believe her name, and, of course, Saber Ricci. We have Nikki at the Grill Next Door. She's one of the Food Network stars, one of Emily Ellen's friends. And then we mentioned a minute ago J.C. Dawn. She's a friend of the show and has been for quite a while, and she'll be joining us again, and some of her new music from J.C. Dawn. And let's see what else we got here. Oh, we got Rosie Posey, we got Chef Jesse James, and the list goes on and on. We appreciate all the guests coming on. We appreciate all the listeners supporting us. We also want to remind you, don't forget, we have our What's in the Cupboard contest. We'll be posting the ingredients for the next contest on Sunday. And, hey, guys, you foodies out there, give it a shot. Try it out. We're going to have a cool gift. In fact, I forgot to mention it while Kelly was on, but we're going to be giving away Kelly's CD on our next contest, along with a couple other things. So try out the contest. We'll be posting that on, the address is called whatsinthecupboard.weebly.com. We'll have the link on our Facebook page. And Aaron, do you have anything else you would like to add before I close out the show?
No, I'm about to go trim some ribs. St. Louis style. I think it's going to be, as bad as it's raining, it's going to be rib cooking today, I think. So we're gonna just stand out in the rain and smoke some ribs. That's really it. I'm looking forward to the next week. I'm really looking forward to the ingredients from What's in the Cupboard. And I don't care if it's your show and it's your contest. You still have to make one and put it up.
You're not getting
out of it that easy.
I will. I tell you what, everybody makes fun of my freaking beet and sweet potato pudding, so I didn't know if I should get in the contest, but I guess I should. Everybody needs a little comedy, right?
Well, it's not even necessarily about the comedy. It's just I know that you just wanted to get out of actually cooking. I know because I know what it was all about. But you can't get out of it that easy. You got to post something.
I will. I promise. I'll be in the next one. And everybody else who's listening, make sure you join us next week for another great show and Grillion Ideas Radio. And we appreciate all your support. And I'm going to close out here with Moonshine Bandits and their song Whiskey and Cigarettes. That's a great way to, I guess, end a Saturday morning. And everyone come back and see us next week, same place, same time. Just turn your dial to your Grillion Ideas Radio. And by the way, you can listen to replays, too. You don't have to be here live. Everyone have a nice weekend. Aaron, you do the same. Go trim your ribs, and I'm going to call it a day.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
Website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services. website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.